Closure, part five. My epigraph for this section is another snippet from one of Jimmy Cliff's songs. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want, but you must try. You'll succeed at last. So, back to Woodard Bay, sitting on that bench at the point, utterly clear-minded about giving up and giving in, though I didn't quite know yet exactly which was which, as it pertained to my ongoingly solitary life. It was there I remembered that the last time I felt exactly what I was feeling then was that day on the wall at CMU, almost exactly 50 years ago. It has taken me now over a week to figure out how that previous experience applies to what I'm trying to figure out now. Here's what I've come to. Being alone is not obviously a career path or the absence of one. As I say in the epilogue to this fall, that last one, learning how to be alone, the third term on my checklist for my sabbatical, well, I certainly attended all the classes and turned in all the work on time, only to find out, finally, that it wasn't even a real course. Alone, I know now, is not something you learn. It's something you do, bit by bit, day by day, just like everything else of value and importance in life. You can't fake it, and you can't make it go away, just because it's hard or came along unscriptedly. In other words, it is life, not school. Which is to say that aloneness can be a calling like any other, something not just to get better at coping with, but to dwell more deeply into, to learn enough about to be able to teach it, even if it's only to yourself. So while that moment might look at first quite different from the one 50 years ago, it was in fact structurally the same, with the same message. Quit fooling around, doing what you're doing with your aloneness half-heartedly, wishy-washy, wondering, whining, allowing all those deleterious forms of vague shame resistances, again, cultural, social, psychological, temperamental, to impede your progress. Commit yourself to the enterprise professionally. Shut the hell up and just do it. Or do it and just shut the hell up. Two sides of the same coin. In my original story, destiny told me in no uncertain terms that I was supposed to be an English professor. So get on with that, which I did, almost instantly understanding the gravity of that message and acceding to its clear imperative. In my Woodard Bay story, the same dynamic applied. If the universe had wanted me to abandon my solitude, to give up on aloneness, there would have been someone sitting on my porch when I came home. Or a nice note in my mailbox. Or at least a vaguely friendly email. I am attentive enough to notice that there wasn't, none of them. So instead of looking for a way out, I needed to find the right way in, like I do with the canopy of that crab tree at Woodard Bay. No one gets an offer of a full fellowship to study aloneness, of course. But the retirement account I accrued by becoming a professor is the equivalent of that. All the funds I will need to study professionally in my now specialist field. As soon as I understood all of that, which has taken over a week, my conductive wiring got an instant upgrade. From aluminum, maybe, which is pretty bad, to silver, the best, eliminating most of the stupid resistance that was impeding my progress. Keeping at it for a while might be the equivalent of lowering the temperature around my wiring. Conductivity increases as temperature decreases and becomes almost resistanceless at absolute zero. Just by coincidence, I've been rereading my book, Living Hidden, this week. In the book's third essay, Identity, I describe the sense, 2 years ago now, that my life was heading down to zero along a long parabolic curve. I write later in the book, and again in Dreams, about William Carlos Williams' poem, The Descent, a similar trajectory depicted there. The closer and closer I've gotten to that destination, in the meantime, the less resistance I'm encountering in acceding to my new destiny. At Woodard Bay that day, I think my wires got as close to absolute zero as is possible in the human universe, where the current surges on its own initiative, almost no external energy needed, full power for peanuts. Destiny always wins, or should, if we're actually paying attention to its calls. Now, as it pertains to the primary mechanisms our current culture proffers for pursuing social relationships, I'm finally done, done, done. With the preferred machines, of course, all those online robots. But more importantly for me, with the insecurity and shame that they induce in those of us less skilled at operating them. The vague sense that because we are not loved, we must be unlovable. That because no one ever touches us in an intimate way, we must be untouchable. Those and all the other lies our dysfunctional culture keeps implying via its advertising, media, entertainment. Done. All of that replaced by what I just decided to call a self-kindness, which has love and intimacy built right into it, without resistance, so no need for a repeated external fill-up.